ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं दैवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघायते गिरिं। यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरम्। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकता मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरून् श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवाञ्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं। श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्तराधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते। तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गि राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि वृषभानुसुते देवि प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च। पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। Hare Krishna. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 2, Verse number 30, chapter entitled Prayers by the Demigods. Dvayam bujaksha khila sattva dhamni समाधिनावेशित चेतसैके त्वत्पादपोटेन महत्कृतेन कुर्वन्ति गोवत्सपदं भवाब्धिं। त्वय्यम्बुजाक्षाखिल सत्त्वधाम्नि समाधिनावेशित चेतसैके त्वत्पादपोतेन महत्कृतेन कुर्वन्ति गोवत्सपदं भवाब्धिं। त्वय्यम्बुजाक्षाखिल सत्त्वधाम्नि समाधिनावेशित चेतसैके त्वत्पादपोतेन महत्कृतेन कुर्वन्ति गोवत्सपदं भवाब्धिम्। Vaishnavis, mothers. Synonyms, translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness and the preeminent Shiksha Guru for all of us. Srila Prabhupada ki, Twayi in you, Ambhuja Aksha, O Lotus-Eyed Lord, Akhila Sattva Dhamni, who are the original cause of all existence, from whom everything emanates, and in whom all potencies reside. Samadhina, by constant meditation and complete absorption in thoughts of you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aveshita, fully absorbed, fully engaged. Chetasa, but by such a mentality. Eke, the one process of always thinking of your lotus feet. Tvat pada potena, by boarding such a boat as your lotus feet. Mahat kritena, by that action which is considered the most powerful original existence, or which is executed by Mahajanas. Kurvanti, they make. Govatsapadam, like the hoof print of a calf. Bhava abdhim, the great ocean of nescience. Kindly repeat after me the translation. O Lotus-Eyed Lord, by concentrating one's meditation on your lotus feet, which are the reservoir of all existence, and by accepting those lotus feet as the boat by which to cross the ocean of nescience, one follows in the footsteps of Mahajanas, the great saints, sages and devotees. By this simple process, one can cross the ocean of nescience as easily as one steps over the hoof print of a calf. Purport. Kindly listen to this intent transcendental ecstasies of His Divine Grace. The true mission in life is to cross the ocean of nescience, of repeated birth and death. Those in the darkness of ignorance, however, do not know this mission. What mission? To cross the ocean of nescience. Instead being carried away by the waves of material nature, prakritehi kriyamanani gunahi karmani sarvashaha, they are undergoing the tribulations of mrityu samsara vartmani, repeated birth and death. But persons who have achieved knowledge by the association of devotees follow the Mahajanas or Mahatkritena. Such a person always concentrates his mind upon the lotus feet of the Lord and executes one or more of the 9 varieties of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnosmaranam, Padasevanam. Simply by this process, one can cross the insurmountable ocean of nescience. Devotional service is powerful in any form. Sri Vishnu Shravane Parikshit Abhavat Vayasaki Kirtane Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1-265. According to this verse, Maharaj Parikshit became liberated by fully concentrating his mind on hearing the Lord's holy name, attributes and pastimes. Similarly, Shukadeva Goswami simply glorified the Lord, and by speaking on the subject matters of Krishna, that constitute the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, he too was liberated. One may also be liberated simply by Sakya, friendly behavior with the Lord. Such is the power of devotional service, as we learn from the examples set by the Lord's many pure devotees.
Swayambhur Narada Shambhu Kumara Kapilo Manuhu Prahlado Janako Bhishmo Balir Vaya Sakir Vayam Srimad Bhagavatam 6.3.20.
We have to follow in the footsteps of such devotees, for by this one easy process, one can cross the great ocean of nescience just as one might cross a small hole created by the hoof of a calf. Here, the Lord is described as Ambujaksha or lotus eyed. By seeing the eyes of the Lord, which are compared to lotus flowers, one becomes so satisfied that one does not want to turn his eyes to anything else. Simply by seeing the transcendental form of the Lord, a devotee is at once fully absorbed in the Lord in his heart. This absorption is called samadhi.
Dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa pashyanti yam yoginaha. Bhagavatam 12.13.1.
A yogi is fully absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for he has no other business than to think of the Lord always within the heart. It is also said, samashritaye padapallavaplavam mahatpadam punya yashomurarehe bhavam buddhirvatsapadam param padam 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 yadvipadam natesham. For one who has accepted the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation and is famous as Murari, the enemy of the demon Mura, the ocean of the material world is like the water contained in a calf's hoof print. His goal is Parampadam or Vaikuntha, the place where there are no material miseries, not the place where there is danger at every step. Bhagavatam 10.14.58. This process is recommended here by the authorities like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, Swayambhur Narada Shambhu. And therefore we must take to this process in order to transcend nescience. This is very easy. But we must follow in the footsteps of great personalities, and then success will be possible. In regard to the word Mahatkritena, it is also significant that the process shown by great devotees is not only for them, but also for the others. If things are made easy, this affords facility for the person who has made them easy, and also for others who follow the same principle. The process recommended in this verse for crossing the ocean of nescience is easy not only for the devotee, but also for common persons who follow the devotee. Mahajano yena gata sapantaha. Hare Krishna. Before I enter into my service of presenting this verse as per the purpose of the Acharyas, I seek the blessings of all the assembled senior Vaishnavas that I may present this as per the purpose of the Acharyas for your pleasure and my purification. Srila Prabhupada ki. I'll take the liberty of substituting book Bhagavatam by laptop Bhagavatam. Just give me a minute. This is a very interesting chapter, the second chapter of this 10th canto. It's a very powerful chapter. It contains a lot of prayers. Srimad Bhagavatam is a prayer book. It contains so many prayers. And therefore, it is imperative that a devotee has to pray. And if he has to pray, this chapter is a great aid for him or her. So in this chapter, Devaki's child is transferred to Rohini by Yogamaya. What's the name of the child? What? Sankarsana or Balaram. So Krishna appears in Devaki's womb and the demigods praise the Lord. Then comes as persecution of the Yadus, which was mentioned in the first chapter. Some of you may remember. Now it is described in detail. And the demigods are then meditating on the Lord's lotus feet. So the emphasis in this prayer is on the lotus feet of Krishna. So Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj, who provided for us the most nectarian Chaitanya Charitamrita Mahakavya, or Granthara Chaitanya Charitamrita, he mentions about the power of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya.
He says that by getting into the mind of the scriptures, the mind, not mine, you get into the mind where you get precious metals, you can get the power of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya. With this lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya, what we get is the jewel of love of Godhead. The jewel of love of Godhead, you get it by mining the scriptures, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We also know Nitai Padakamala Koti Chandra Sushitala, the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. Tadira Charana Shai Bhakta Sanivas Janame Janame Hoy Yeya Bilash. So it's not just the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, it is the lotus feet of his devotees also. So, so many Vaishnavas pray. Even the Sri Vaishnavas lay so much emphasis on this. Asmat Guru or Bhagavatosya Dayaka Sindho Ramanujasya Charanam Sharanam Prabhadde. Parangusha Bhatta or Kuresha prays to Sri Pad Ramanujacharya. That is, his feet are the shelter. And we also know that this prayer, Prati Janme Koreyasa Charanera Dholi. Who says this? Radham Das Thakur. So Charanera Dholi, the dust of the lotus feet, the lotus feet per se, the boat of the lotus feet. There's some wonderful analogies. So we find often in the scriptures about Lord Krishna's feet, which are the shelter. Now they are lotus feet, and they're also the boat, whether it is him or it is his devotees. Why is there so much discussion about the lotus feet of Krishna? We see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Nama Pankaja Nabhaya, Nama Pankaja Maline, Nama Pankaja Netraya, Namaste Pankaja Angraye. Everything about Krishna is lotus. Pankaja Nabha, Pankaja Maline, Pankaja Netraya, Pankaja Angraye is lotus feet also. Everything about Krishna is lotus. Why? Who can say? Not the senior Vaishnavas, they definitely know. But someone wants to try? Why is there so much stress laid on lotus feet? Yes. Very good. One reason. There's nothing more beautiful than lotus. Yes.
Lotus remaining in the water.
So that's one quality of the lotus. So why should Krishna's feet be lotus? Because he is in this world but not of this world. But he is Goloka eva nivasat akhilatma bhuto. He is everywhere also. So then. So it's very interesting. In the Brahma Samhita, we hear the Govinda Madhipurusham prayers, but there is, it's the Brahma Samhita starts with certain descriptions of Brahmaji about the Goloka, about the spiritual world. He says, Sahasra Patra Kamalam, Samudrendram Samudbhavam, something like that, Tat Karnikaram, Tat Dhamma Paramam, Tadam Chamsa Sambhavam. He says that the thousand world lotus of Goloka, the world, the spiritual world of Goloka is shaped like a lotus. And the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna stands on the lotus. When Krishna comes to the material world, the Acharya says, he brings the lotus with him. So he's always on a lotus. Even Mother Lakshmi, who's serving him at his lotus feet, she has her own lotus garden, but she abandons that lotus for the lotus feet of Krishna. This is one reason, that because the spiritual world itself is shaped like a lotus and Krishna is always having the lotus at his feet. So when he comes down to the material world, he brings the lotus with him. And of course, there is nothing more beautiful than the lotus flower on this material planet. This, however, does not mean that Krishna's beauty is limited by the beauty of the lotus. We don't know anything more beautiful, so we are saying lotus. Is this Bhurijan Prabhu Srila Prabhupada's dear disciple, who was associated with this wonderful project as well. He says that when we finally come face to face with Krishna, we'll be actually thinking, Krishna, you're so beautiful. I was just comparing you with the moon. I was comparing you with the lotus. You're so beautiful. Like Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Akalanga Gaura Chandra Dilo Darshana Sakalanga Chandra Nahi Kona Prayojana. Rahu thought on Gaura Purnima that the blemishless moon of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has risen. Why do we need this moon full of blemishes? Sakalanka Chandra Nahi Kono Prayojana. There's no need. So he decided to eat the moon, which is full of blemishes. So Krishna is so beautiful. Lakshmi Sahasrasata Sambrahma Sevya Manam. There are so many of them serving the Supreme Lord at his lotus feet. Part of the reason is because you cannot do anything else with him. Because he is so beautiful, he is so indescribable. You can simply, as they say, throw up your hands and say, I surrender. That's the nature of his lotus feet. And I'm just thinking how, as a child or when I was in school or college, there were many heroes and heroines when I used to watch movies, or news readers whom I used to so avidly follow. Sometime back, I was speaking with a friend of mine because I had a history of working in the media. And so many of those great, wonderful, capable news readers are now dead. They have become old. The great heroines and heroes of the past whom I have grown up watching, they all become so old. But when Krishna is Adyam Purana Purusham Nava Yavvanam Cha, so this lotus is also ever fresh because he is ever fresh. So we should not make the mistake of comparing a material lotus with the Krishna's lotus feet. Just like when Srila Prabhupada was preaching in Africa, he was talking about Krishna's beauty, how is Ghanashyama and all that. When he say that, Venum Konanta Maravinda Dalaya Daksham Barhava Tamsam Asitam Buddha Sundarangam. It's so beautiful. His limbs are so beautiful. Then Shyamam Tribhanga Lalitam. You see, all these descriptions are given. But when you mention about the word black, the audience, which consisted of a lot of African Americans, they looked at each other and smiled. So Prabhupada understood that they were talking about this black. So Prabhupada said, Krishna is black, but not like you. It's not like you. Of course, Prabhupada can say this. We can't. Jai Shri Radharas Bihari Gaurnita Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada can say this because Vidandaste Santakshiti Virala Chara Katipiye. He has gone to the spiritual world. So he can tell us how the spiritual world is like, how Krishna is like. We cannot easily put down people. When we do that, we may put down people. When Prabhupada says it, they understand because as an Acharya, he can speak. So one part is the two reasons why the lotus is so important or lotus feet is so important. The next part is, what does it mean to be taking the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet? Why should we take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna? So there are two specific reasons. What it means is, when we take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, it really means we are meditating on the lotus feet of Krishna. We are meditating on Krishna. That is what it means. The 45th limb of devotional service mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is Smaranam. And the 46th is Dhyanam. 46th is a very generic memory or remembering the Lord. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. The purpose of all human life is what? Is what? Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. Smartavya Satatam Vishnu Vismartavyuna Jatujit. Sarve vidhi nishedeya seteyore vakinkara. All other rules and regulations are subsidiary or corollary to this rule. What is that rule? Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. So when we take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, what we actually have to do is to meditate on the lotus feet of Krishna. Srila Sukadeva Goswami mentions in Srimad Bhagavatam how to meditate on Krishna, starting with the lotus feet upwards, lotus feet, then onto various parts of the body, right onto his wonderful Nabi Pradesha, Katistana, then his Vakshastala, and then his Mukharavinda. So gradually when you go up through this, we can, of course it is okay, it's not an offense that suddenly you look at the lotus face of Krishna. Because Angani has said Sakalendra Vrittimandi, everything about Krishna is auspicious. Krishna is Bhuvana Mangala. Bhuvana Mangala Tumi Bhuvanerapati. So everything about him is Mangala, auspicious. So therefore, we can meditate on his lotus face. It is the same. However, the lotus feet is so much more special. You start from there and contemporary acharyas say that just like you might see so many people going around with their smartphone to click photographs of the Lord. Of course, here it is not allowed. But there are many temples where they allow photographs of the Lord. Of just the Lord, not with us, not us with the Lord. So we actually think that by clicking a smartphone, we make it a Vaishnav phone. It's actually a smartphone. We make it a Vaishnav phone. It's not a smartha. So what we do is we try to capture the Lord's form in the phone. That's what we're trying to do. Of course, Krishna cannot be captured. Vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhakto. What to speak about a camera? So what we do is through the eyes, Acharya say, that we capture the form of the Lord and then we establish it in our heart. Yena tena prakarena mana Krishna niveshet. Establish the Lord in our heart and then we meditate on him. Dhyana avasthita tadgatena manasa. That is a process that is mentioned. Srila Prabhupada used to often quote this shloka. Dhyana for the Vaishnava means meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord. Not some light. We know this pastime where some devotee was telling Srila Prabhupada that Srila Prabhupada, they used to say Swamiji in the initial days, they say that when I'm meditating, I first see a white light, then a yellow light, and then the color changes. Prabhupada said, keep meditating, it'll go away. So our process is not to meditate on some light. Because Bhaswan Ethashma Chakaleshu Nijeshu Teja, it is a Supreme Lord's light from emanating from his body. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that in the previous 2-3 verses before this, the word Satyavrata was being spoken about. Satyavrata, Satya Satyam, etc. Krishna is Tri Satyam. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti Shabdate. He is known by the three Vedas. Rig, Yajur and Sama. Primarily they talk about the three Vedas. He is Tri Satya. But the devotees don't even know about the three Satyas. They only know Krishna and his lotus feet. They don't know that Brahman has three manifestations or Krishna has three levels. Brahman, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti Shabdate. So, this understanding has to come that therefore we should only meditate on Krishna because he's the topmost. And the earth as a cow and the dharma as a bull, there is an exchange between them in the first canto. So Mother Earth is lamenting the separation from the lotus feet of Krishna. Now Bhudevi is one of the energies of Krishna. The Sri Vaishnavas talk about Vishishtadvaita Siddhanta talks about Shri, Bhu and Nila, three Shaktis who accompany the Lord. Bhudevi is lamenting that Supreme Lord whose how many symbols in signs are there on his lotus feet? Who knows? How many insignia are on his lotus feet? There are 8 on the left and 11 on the right, total of 19. There are various things, Ankusha, Pataka and several things. So what happens is that he used to walk on me, on my surface. Mother Earth was feeling. Now I'm separate. Just when I was feeling so proud that the Supreme Lord was walking, he just left his pastimes and disappeared. She's lamenting. Now why? And when she laments, her hairs stand on end. Nayanam galadashrudharaya vadanam gadgad rudyagira. Pulakair nichitam vapukada. Pulakair nichitam vapukada. Roma harshasya jayate. Arjuna says, for a different reason. Horripilation, hair standing on end. What does it mean? For the earth, what is a hair? These are the grasses. So the grasses are standing because Krishna used to step on them. And they are even more ecstatic. They are standing on end. But just imagine the queens of Dwaraka. They used to feel separation from Krishna because Krishna used to frequently leave Dwaraka and go to other places. But Mother Earth never felt that lamentation. Why? Wherever he was walking, it was on earth. So she didn't quite feel the lamentation. But when actually he left, she started lamenting. And when she started lamenting, in one sense she felt ecstatic because Krishna consciousness is all about service and separation. In the year 2007, we celebrated the 30th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's departure in Vrindavan. That year it was titled Service and Separation. many senior Vaishnavas were glorifying Srila Prabhupada. So, serving in separation increases our attachment to the Supreme Lord. That is our mood. So, lamentation of missing the lotus feet of Krishna is also meditation on the lotus feet of Krishna. Not seeing Krishna's lotus feet is also meditation, because Krishna is absolute. At the absolute level, his pastimes are non-different from him. His attributes are non-different from him. His paraphernalia are non-different from him. And most certainly for us sadhakas, his nama, his names are non-different from him. So we can still therefore experience that shelter of his lotus feet by taking shelter of the holy names. His Grace Shripad Aindra Prabhu used to say, Sarva dharman parityajya namekam sharanam raja. Take shelter of the lotus feet is non-different from taking shelter of the holy names. And we've just, in the throes of Bhagavad Gita marathon, just getting over with a marathon. Accounting has started, I guess. So, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj mentions in a lecture, and I've heard Srila Prabhupada say the same point, that when Arjuna was feeling lamentation from the Lord's separation, what did he do? He meditated on the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. And he could personally feel the presence of the Lord there. So taking shelter of the lotus feet means also taking shelter of the instructions of Krishna and Guru. Meditating on the lotus feet or of Krishna or Guru means meditating on their instructions. Like Srila Prabhupada spent a lifetime in preparation. Somebody asked him, why did you delay it so much? Why was there such a delay? Prabhupada actually said, but I was always conscious. I was always meditating. He always remembered that he had to do it. So meditating on the Lord's and the spiritual master's instruction is a definite way to experience their mercy. And the other thing is, when we meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord, it requires assuming a very low position. Sakale samana korite shakati dehanata jata jata. We are to worship everyone. We are to respect everyone. Worshipping everyone may be difficult, but at least respecting everyone. Because if you remember, in 13th chapter, 8th verse, Krishna talks about all that is knowledge in Bhagavad Gita. What are the first two qualities? Who can say? Amanitvam and Adambitvam. One is defined as humility, other is called pridelessness. Very subtle difference. But Prabhupada talks about in the translation, when he says humility or amanitvam, he goes on to say he is to be anxious, not to be anxious for deriving the satisfaction of being honored by others. We derive a certain satisfaction if somebody honors us. Alternately, we derive a certain dissatisfaction if we don't get the honor that we think we deserve. In both cases, it is very essential to understand that amanitvam and adambitvam are both stressed on by Krishna himself. So it is mentioned therefore that Prabhupada used to quote this verse from the Bible, the meek shall inherit the earth. It's only such people who can actually purchase the Lord by humility. Like when Sanatana Goswami was mentioning about how fallen he was, and how he does not even deserve to be touched by the Lord. The Lord said that your humility is breaking my heart. It's melting my heart. It's melting my heart. So humility can actually melt the Lord's heart. Because the Lord is Satya Satyam. It's mentioned in the commentary by Acharyas. Vishwanatha Chakravarti as well as Baladeva Vidyabhushan and Sanatana Goswami mentioned about this. And Sripad Madhvacharya himself mentions about this. The Lord is Satya Satyam. Satya Satyam means he is truth of the truth. The Jiva and Prakriti are truth. Because they are eternal. They exist. But the Lord is the truth of the truths. So he is Satya Satyam. That is why the very first prayer of Srimad Bhagavatam is what? Satyam Param Dhimahi. And because he is the only truth, there is no meaning to meditate on something else. We can only meditate on the Supreme Lord and his lotus feet and his instructions. Similarly, the instructions of the spiritual master and his lotus feet. Sri Guru Charana Padma, that is also Charana Padma. And then we also say, Sri Guru Charane Rati Yeshi Uttamagati, it is the topmost attraction or the attachment. What is that? Charane Rati, attachment to the lotus feet. Attachment to the lotus feet is very, very essential, because we know for a fact that it is Prabhupada. Prabhupada, he is at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Or there are many Prabhus who are there at his lotus feet. Both cases he is Prabhupada. Therefore we take shelter of his lotus feet. He is known as Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, who was a disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, has written Prabhupada Stavam for Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Every stanza is very beautiful. Each line ends with a certain word, and the next word, next line begins with that word. Sujanarbita Rajita Pada Yugam Yugadharma Durandara Patraparam Varadabhayadayaka Pooja Padam Pranamamisada Prabhupada Padam. So it's Prabhupada Padam. His grace Kushakrita Prabhu has written Prabhupada Ashtagam. There also he talks about Namamitam Sri Prabhupada Devam. Namami, we have to worship or offer obeisances. So if we want to really see the lotus feet of the Lord, how do we do that? How many of us want to see the lotus feet of the Lord? Of course, the first easy process is to just see. Because Krishna is not different from his Archa Vigraha, Archa form, Archa Avatara. So if you can see, he is Savya Bhagavan or Archa Vigraha. We can take shelter of the Ashraya Vigraha or Sevaka Bhagavan, which is Guru, and meditate on his instructions, or the Acharya or Acharya. But all of them require us to do one thing. When Krishna says, who is the topmost yogi? Yoginam api sarvesham madgatena antaratmana Sraddhavan bhajate yomam. Here there is, Prabhupada talks about one line in the purport. Mrityu samsara vartmani. Who knows how that verse starts? Anybody knows? Ashraddha dana purusha. It is ashraddha dana, those who don't have faith. What happens to them? Aprapyamam nivartande mrityu samsara vartmani. They don't get my lotus feet. Because those who don't have faith. That is why Krishna says, Shraddhavan labate jnanam. We should get knowledge from the scriptures and guru and sadhus. And then meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord. Then with that faith we can capture the Lord. Instead of on a smartphone, we can capture him in our heart. It's possible. And taste for hearing comes by prayer. Because just like Kaliya was envious, he was full of enviousness. The Lord danced on his fangs, 1,000 hoods. His hoods are slippery. But the Lord was constantly dancing on them. Similarly, our tongue is slippery. And we are full of envy. Srila Prabhupada mentions in Nectar of Instruction that it has got avidya of jaundice. So we don't get the taste of the holy names. So when we pray to the Supreme Lord and constantly keep chanting, because Haristane aparate tare harinam, there is no other option. We have to keep chanting. When there is, it is not like if there is an offense to the holy name, we stop chanting. If there is an offense to Vaishnavas, we stay away from Vaishnavas. We want to stay away from Vaishnavas because we don't want to commit offenses. We want to stop chanting because we don't want to commit offense to the holy name. No, that's not the way. You cannot learn swimming by standing outside the pool. So Srila Prabhupada said, the result of good chanting is more chanting. And the result of more chanting is naturally good chanting. Because when you keep chanting, practice makes a man perfect. Prabhupada mentions this saying all the time. So when we hold on to the holy name or the lotus feet of the holy name, it is mentioned, Samashritaye Padapallavam. His lotus feet, Mahat Padam Punyashomarare Bhavambudir Vatsa Padam. Here also the same, Vatsa Padam. Hoof print of a calf. It's easy to cross over. It's easy to attain even liberation. But devotees are moksha lagutakrit. They don't want liberation. What do they want? Mama janmani janmani ishware bhavatat bhakti rahaitu ketoi. Devotees are praying for devotion, not liberation. So just like Kaliya is vomiting blood and poison when Krishna is dancing on his hooves. When we chant the holy name, taking shelter of the Lord, dust arises. Sometimes, how many of you had the observation that we notice our anarthas more when we are chanting than when we are not chanting? How many of you had this experience? Many of us had this experience. So, Prabhupada mentions about how it is just sweeping a room may look clean from external, but when you sweep it, the dust arises. So, we have to keep chanting names of the Lord. Because, it's very interesting. How did we get captured by Maya? What is the verse? What is the payar which says, how did we get captured by Maya? Krishna bhuliya jiv bhogavancha kare. It is by forgetting Krishna. When there is no smaranam of Krishna, we try to enjoy. And then what happens? Nikatasthe maya tare chapatiya tare. Maya captures. So, the root issue is what? Forgetting Krishna. So, how does smaranam happen? How does smaranam happen? Acharyas and Srila Prabhupada confirm, sravanam, kirtanam leads to Vishnu smaranam. We don't have the ability to just remember Krishna all the time. What is practical for us? We have to engage in sravanam, kirtanam. Acharyas mentioned that the best way to overcome material desires is to engage in the principles of devotional service, principles of bhakti. Starting with Shravanam Kirtanam. Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan Pad mentions for the verse Vyavasayatmika Buddhi 2.41. This is the verse that inspired Srila Prabhupada so much when he read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's purport to this verse. Saying meditating on the lotus feet of Guru's instructions, he wanted to go to the US and preach. He was meditating constantly on the instructions. So, on the same verse, Baldev Vidyabhushan Pad comments, Bhagavat Archana Rupaika Nishkama Karmabhir Vishuddha Chittaha. The lotus feet of my spiritual master are my life and soul. His instructions to me, including Shravanam, Kirtanam and the ninefold process of bhakti, are my life and soul. Whether I am in the liberated position or whether I am in the conditioned state. In all circumstances, what is my only shelter? It's only this process of Shravanam and Kirtanam. We don't have to separately take shelter of Krishna. If we take shelter of the process of Shravanam Kirtanam, that is how we start meditating on Lord Krishna. That's the way to start meditating on Krishna. So when we say, Tvai Ambujaksha Akhila Sattva Dhamni, Akhila Sattva, when you say Akhila Sattva, it's... Something interesting I wanted to present. Yeah. Please give me a minute. Not a minute, less than that. Yeah. Srila Jiva Goswami says, Akhila Sattva Dhamni, he defines it as Deva Manavadi Samasta Pranina Masraye. Which means Krishna is Deva Manavadi Samasta Pranina Masraye. Krishna is the shelter of the demigods and human beings. Deva Manavadi Samasta Pranina Masraye. And it's further mentioned that for Akhila Sattva Dhamni, Sanatan Goswami says, Akhilanam, Sattvanam, Jivanam, Dhamne Ashraye. You are the shelter of all living entities. Krishna is the shelter. Bhagavan, Bharta, Gamaita, and the Van is Nivasishasi, where people are staying. So when there is a Japa Pranama Mantra, Japa Samarpana Mantra, how many of you heard this Japa Samarpana Mantra? You heard this? Okay. It's very interesting. It says, Guhyadi Guhya Gopta Tvam, Grihan Asmat Kritam Japam. You are the most confidential of holy name. Please accept the japa that I did. Siddhir Bhavatu Menada Tvat Prasada Tvaistite. May I get the same perfection that is obtained by previous acharyas and great perfected sages. Because you, my Lord, are personally present in your names. Tvat Prasada Tvaistite. Because you are by being personally present, you give us your mercy. So that is what it's mentioned here also. It's mentioned that He is the shelter of all living entities. He is Jivanam Dhamni Ashray. He is present in His holy name. Sattvanam Sadhutvanam Aspade. Everything that is good, all good qualities, they reside in Krishna. There is the other meaning of this word, which is Akhila Sattva Dhamni. And further it says, Sampurna Brahma Murtav. This is the meaning that Sanatana Goswami says. You are the complete Brahman present in your form itself. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Akhila Sattva Dhamni is Vishuddha Sattvam Nirgunam Dhamat Swarupam Yasya Tasmin. Which means, some persons make the ocean of material existence into a hoof print of a calf. They don't even know that there is such a thing called material life. People don't know that there is a material life. Why? Because they only know the lotus feet of the Lord. That is why he is Akhila Sattva Dhamni. Khila Sattva means that guna, there is temporary. There is Sattva Gun, Raja Gun, Tama Gun. So Khila means that which is temporary. Akhila Sattva means it is Vishuddha Sattva, which is a quality of the Lord. Now, let's take a couple of more important points. Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyo Namedayana Bahuda Achrutena Yamevacha Yamevasa Vashnute Tena Labhyas Tasyesha Atma Vivrunate Tanam Swam. The Lord is not attained by contemplation. Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labdha. Srila Prabhupada quotes this in the 10th canto for introducing Balaram. Nayamatma Balahinena Labdva, Nayamatma Pravachanena Labdva. You cannot attain the Supreme Lord just by lectures. That is why Srila Prabhupada said, what can 2 minutes of your preaching do? Distribute a book and his life will change forever. The Shastra is the words of the Lord. That is non-different. So Pravachanena Labdva, Namedayana Bodha, you cannot by meditation, by abundant hearing, even by Shravanam, he cannot just be attained. How can he be attained? By his own choice. The Lord reveals His form to that person. Ye yathamam prapadyande tam stathaiva bhajamyaham. Commensurate with our level of surrender, Krishna reveals Himself to us. Let's take an example. Suppose there is an insect which is trying to get out of a window. It's locked inside. It keeps knocking the window. Tuck, 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 tuck. Do you think it can open the window by itself and escape? No. When it keeps knocking the window, what do we do? As they say in Hindi, taras khake. Out of our mercy, we just open the, not mercy, kindness. We may feel some compassion or whatever, sympathy. We may open the window and let the insect escape. Quite similarly, through the process of Shravanam Kirtanam and Navavida Bhakti, we are just knocking at the lotus feet. Can't reach the lotus feet. Knocking for the attention of Sri Guru, or the lotus feet of Guru. And out of His mercy, He may open the doors to the spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada said, I have the back door key to Vaikuntha. That's how. And that happens by constant practice of Navavida Bhakti. So only by His mercy can the Lord be revealed. Lord will reveal only by mercy. Tavasmi Radhika Anada Karmana Manasagira Krishna Kante Tavai Vasmi Yuyamme Sharanam Mama. This comes as part of the Padya Panchaka, which Rupa Goswami quotes. He says that Tavasmi Radhika Anata, you yourself, O Lord of Srimati Radhika, for you I surrender my Karmana Manasagira. I offer my actions, my mind and my everything. And then he says, Krishna Kante Tavai Vasmi. O Mother Radhika, you are all that I have. You are my everything. You are my Sharanam Mama. You are my shelter. The Vallabh Sampradaya, the Mahamantra is Krishneka. What is that? Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. And the whole process of 26 qualities of Vaishnavas. What is the Paribhasha Mantra? Quality, what is the quality that is most defining quality of 26 qualities of Vaishnavas? Krishnaika Sharanam. Taking shelter of the Lord. That's the greatest. So like Akrura entered Vrindavan. When he saw that Krishna's lotus feet are there on the grasses of Vrindavan, he just rolled on the grass. The Raja of Vraja. When we roll on the Raja of Vraja or the instructions, we get Trishna for Krishna. We get Kama for Rama. But the essence of it is to have some attachment to the Raja of Raja. How do we do that? By following Mahajano in a Gatasapanta. In Nectar of Instruction, what are the elements that are favorable to Krishna consciousness? Shadbir Bhaktir Prasiddhyati. Rupa Goswami says, Satovrittehe. Satovritte, following the footsteps of the previous predecessor acharyas. And why? Tarka Pratishto, the absolute truth which is Krishna, cannot be established by Tarka. Vedanta Sutra says, Tarko Apratishtat. He cannot be established by Tarka. Tarka Pratishto Shrutayo Vibhinnam. Scriptures may talk different things about the absolute truth. Naso Munistasya Matam Nabhinnam. He is not a Muni or a Rishi if he doesn't debate on the absolute truth. But then, Dharmasya Tattvam Nihitam Guhayam. The absolute truth, which is a confidential secret, how is it revealed? Mahajano yena gatasya pantaha. Prabhupada reveals that shloka in this. But just by following Purvavarti Acharyas. And I want to conclude with two very important verses. Dheyam sada paribhavagnam abhishta doham tirtaspadam cheva virinchinutam sharanyam bhrityarti haram pranata pala bhavabdhi pranata pala bhavabdhi potam vande mahapurushate charanaravindam. O great Purusha, O protector of one who bows down, which is why we offer pranams in the temple. Whenever the Bhakti Rasam Sindhu says that, it quotes, scripture says that one who does not bow his head before the Supreme Lord does not deserve to have a head. So, in whichever form. He says that I bow to you, I offer respect to your lotus feet, which award all desires. By meditation, they destroy all the injury caused by the senses. This is beautiful. Injury caused by the senses. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj talks about only 100% surrender to the instructions of the spiritual master can free us from the burden of material enjoyment. Material enjoyment is a burden. Subordination to the lotus feet of the spiritual master and Krishna can free us. They can free us from the injury caused by the senses. And they give the results of worshipping in all the holy tirthas, holy dhamas. That is why Shiva and Virinja are worshipping. Because they relieve the devotee's distress, and these lotus feet of the Lord act as a boat to cross the ocean of material life. Now acharyas say, Shiva Virinja, as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, what do we understand? Who is Shiva Virinja? Who can say? Who is Shiva Virinja? He is Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur. Sadashiva, Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur, who is Brahmaji. They are taking the lotus feet, they are worshipping the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's how we worship the lotus feet. Now, for us sadhakas, to conclude, how is it that we can worship the lotus feet so easily? So many people are meditating, worshipping, surrendering, etc. Samsara sintu mati dustara mutti tirshor nanya plavo bhagavata purushottamasya lila kathara sani sevana mantarena pumso bhave divida dukkha davarditasya. This is in 12th canto. This comes in the 12th canto, 4th chapter, I think. For a person who is suffering from all these miseries, who desires to cross the pota, the word pota is boat. Plavam is boat. So here it is mentioned that except by cultivating devotion to the transcendental taste of the narrations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's pastimes, by listening to the narrations of the Lord's pastimes, that's the only way we can overcome samsara, by the pota or the boat of his lotus feet. So the Lord's feet are lotus, the Lord's feet are boats to cross the ocean of material nescience. And that is the way Mahaprabhu mentions in the 5th verse. This 5th verse is about asakti. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says this is asakti, 5th verse of Shikshashtakam. What does he say? Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavambudho samsara. Somehow the other I have fallen. He doesn't bother who pushed him. I fell. Then he says how? Kripaya tava pada pankaja stita dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. Please consider me a dust or the atom of the dust of your lotus feet. And that is the prayer for us Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna. So I want to request senior Vaishnavas to contribute something and then
thank you, Prabhu. Wonderful class. Very sastric.
Servant.
I have a few comments. In this verse, there are two limbs of the Lord described. One is his lotus eyes, and other is lotus feet. And rest is, you know, free. If we understand these two things. Now here this word ambujaksha, and in next chapter it says tadbhutam idam balakam tadbhutam ambujakshanam. So there it called ambujakshanam, and here is ambujaksha.
Ambujaksha kila.
So ambujaksha or ikshanam, they are two things. So what is the difference between aksha and ikshanam? See, ambuja, one of the acharya describes, ambuja means anything which appeared from the ocean,
yeah,
including Lakshmiji.
Okay.
So anybody who wants to become rich man, just in Krishna's eyes, Lakshmi resides. Therefore, the ambujeksha means the holder of Lakshmiji, one who holds Lakshmiji. And ambujekshana, ikshana means emanates from his eyes. Yeah. Lakshmi emanates from his eyes. That is called ambujekshana.
Jai.
So anybody wants Lakshmi, they should worship the lotus eyes, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shyam Sundar. So that's one thing. Other thing you mentioned, where kind of I was sleeping but I woke up. That was one can have darshan of the Lord, one should do from the lotus feet, but one can have darshan of the lotus face also directly. No, it's wrong. Prabhupada, in prayer of Kunti, at chapter text number 22, in purport he writes, one should meditate from the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Queen Kunti happened to be his aunt, so she didn't wanted Krishna to feel embarrassed, so she started meditating from navel. Namah Pankaj Nabhaya Namah Pankaj. Logically also, one should not see the face of anyone out of respect. When the Chudamani was shown to Lakshman, Lord Ram asked, have you seen this? This belongs to your Bhavi? He said, my Lord, I have never seen her face. I only saw her lotus feet. So out of etiquette, one should not go directly to the lotus face of the Lord, but they start that darshan from the Lord's feet of the Lord. Third thing, that Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Sabdete, the Lord of effulgence comes from the eyes of the Lord and his lotus face. So if you directly go, he'll become blank. Just like my experience is when I was a temple commander, during the summer days, here in Bombay also, we have to clean the temple outside. So when we go from temple room outside, hardly we can, of course, now the sky is so polluted, you can see, but I'm talking 40 years back, you could hardly open your eyes on the floor because sun hitting the floor, so much illumination was there that, you know, it was very difficult. So if there's some illumination is there, you can't really open the eyes, so you cannot have darshan. So safest side is to have darshan from the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now in this verse, the Toya Ambujakshana अखिल सत्व धामने समाधिना, दैट इज अगेन दिस इज द अष्टांग योग, द लास्ट द लोटस फेस इज फॉर समाधि, नॉट फॉर मेडिटेशन. फॉर मेडिटेशन इट्स अ लोटस फीट. ध्यान धारणा समाधि, तो समाधि समाधि ना, द लोटस फेस इज फॉर समाधि, दैट्स द परफेक्शन. सो एंड लोटस फीट इज गेट ऑन द बोट डंट ड्रॉप आउट. सो दिस टू थिंग, लोटस फेस एंड लोटस फीट, स्टार्ट फ्रॉम लोटस फीट. थैंक यू वेरी मच.
Maharaj, someone has a question. Prabhu's Vaishnavis, anyone has a question? Other than what is fast breaking time, any other question? Okay. Yes, Maharaj, please. No, yes. I was almost expecting you to ask a question. Last time also you asked a question. That was many months back.
Yeah. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. In this verse, this Mahat Kritena, this is for the devotee who meditates on the Lord, or does the Lord make the Bhavabdi as a calf hoof sprint? So no. This is for whom? Who makes it small?
Yeah. I'll just read this for you. It's very interesting. Thank you for asking this question. Yes, sure.
नाव है, नाव बहुत बड़ा नाव है, अब हमको चढ़ना है, हम कैसे चढ़ सकते हैं? तो कोई धक्का देगा? महत कृते ना, कोई धक्का देने वाला होना चाहिए, और वो है महाजन लोग. महाजन लोग धक्का दे करके हमको उस नाव में बैठा देंगे. जब नाव बैठ जाएंगे तब कुरवंती, तब जब नाव बैठ गए तो संसार जो है हुफ प्रिंट के समान है, इजी है. लेकिन नाव में बैठना हमारे बस की बात नहीं है, हम नहीं बैठ सकते हैं. भगवान का चरण कमल नाव है. तो पाद पोते ना, जैसे निर्देह आद्यम सुलभम सुदुर्लभम
प्लवम सुकल्पम
प्लवम सुकल्पम सुकल्पम. बहुत बड़ा वो नाव तो है भगवान का चरण, लेकिन बैठो कैसे नाव में? और बैठने के लिए है महत कृते ना. वह काम कौन करता है? महत लोग, गुरु वर्ग, साधु लोग.
प्रहलाद महाराज ऑल्सो मेंशंस दैट he specifically mentioned that without the mercy of you, my dear father Narasimhadev, no father and mother can protect their child, no boat can save a sinking man, and no medicine. Taptasya tat pratividir ehanja sheshtas tavat vibhot anubhradam twadupekshitanam. Bereft of your mercy, without you, balasya neha sharanam pitaro nrisimha, no parent can save the child. Arthasya chagatam udanvati majjatavanu, now, now means plavam or potam. No boat can save a sinking man. So Prabhuji's point is that on its own the boat cannot do anything. It is because there is mercy of the Supreme Lord that boat is able to save a sinking person. Here the Acharya has mentioned, I'll just take permission for a couple of points. It's very interesting that Sridhar Swami mentions that Mahat means the boat of his feet is so great. Like Brahoto Yasmin Brahma, Simir Mahato is great. And Kritena means it is made in the mind. How is it made in the mind? Dhyana Avasthita Tad Kritena Marasa. The devotees of the Lord, they meditate on the Lord in their mind. And that makes the lotus feet so potent. His feet is similar to a boat for the ocean of material life. Mahat Kritena means Vishnu Chakrita Guru says, Mahat Bihi Bhavat Behe Pota Tulli Kritena. It was obtained because the mind is engrossed in you by means of an intense meditation. So the devotee, it is a quid pro quo, it is a mutual exchange. The devotee is by constantly meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord, make it a boat, and because the Lord's lotus feet are a boat, they are meditating on the lotus feet. So it works both ways. Mahat Kritena, quite similarly, Mahiyatam Padarajobhishegam. Where does it come in? Lotus feet again comes in. By taking the lotus feet of the dust to the dust to the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, you can get the love of Godhead. Why? Because Nalakuvara and Manigriva pray after the Damodar Leela. They mention that Drishti Sada Darshanayastu Bhavatanuna. May we constantly meditate on this world which is full of you yourself. Now we will think it is Mayavad. No, it's not. Because each jiva is essentially an embodiment of the supreme truth. They're carrying Krishna. And devotees, because Tamara Hridaye Sada Govinda Vishram. Therefore, it is logical that by taking lotus feet of dust to the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, you can get the dust to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, who becomes a boat to cross the material nascence by the constant meditation in the hearts by the same Vaishnavas, whose lotus feet you can take shelter. You can't take shelter of their heart, but you can take shelter of their feet, their lotus feet. So that's the connection. But I'm so grateful that Prabhuji's presence helped so much. It gives so many perspectives. We'll take one question from the Vaishnavis or comments. Mother?
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Wonderful class. Thank you so much.
Servant.
Just a very practical question from my day-to-day thing. I think there are hours of the day when you are demanded to get absorbed in your career work, and somewhere at times the remembrances shift. Then is it your own meter of assessing your connection is established or reduced? I mean, it's a practical dilemma, I think, in context to what you just spoke.
Yeah, yeah.
Because work also demands attention.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to be doing anything 100%. So yeah. As long as you're sure what you do with the fruits, I mean,
yeah,
that's enough, right? I
mean. Yeah. Thank you for the question. Very practical. She said basically that it's not in our day-to-day life, when you're in a corporate life or in your work life, etc. How is it possible to constantly have that absorption in terms of meditation on the Lord? Because it's okay to understand that when you're focusing on that specific activity of meditation, it is practical. But when you go off environment where there can be meditation, how can you constantly meditate? Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, who did Krishna deliver the Bhagavad Gita message to?
Arjuna.
What was Arjuna? He was some yogi in the Himalayas? He was a warrior on the battlefield. And Krishna's instruction to Arjuna are twofold. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu. He didn't say once in a while. He says sarveshu kaleshu. What did he say? Mam anusmara yudhyacha. Krishna of course said that shudram hridaya dorbilyam tekto trishta parantapa, give up everything and tasmat yudhyasva bharata, fight, he said. But he didn't just say fight. He couldn't have fought because on his own, because if Krishna did not want the battle to be concluded the way he wanted, Arjuna's fighting would have been of no avail. So therefore, what did he tell Arjuna? Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yudhyacha. When we fight, we should fight with the memory and remembrance of Krishna. How do we do that? So it's very practical that just when you switch off a fan, it takes some time before the leaves come to an end. So Srila Prabhupada stressed so much on a spiritual sandwich. We have a very strong morning program. If you notice, on the day of Dwadashi, and very interesting, Hiranya Jagadish Pandit, you asked that question, I just remember Jagadish Pandit's appearance today. And Jagadish Pandit had some wonderful pastimes with the Lord. On the day of Ekadashi, little Nimai cried and asked for grain prasadam from his house. Because he is Supreme Lord and he knew he was serving grains. And because he is Vishnu Tattva, he can accept. Now he was Chandrahasa dancer. And he was also one of the Yajna Patnis or the Brahmana Patnis in Vraja Leela. So what we are saying is, in terms of the day of Dwadashi, Generally, your rounds become easier to chant. How many of us have felt that on Dwadashi our rounds are easier to chant? Why?
Yeah.
Because you've chanted more rounds on Ekadashi. Most people chant more rounds on Ekadashi. So, while we keep chanting, there is a momentum that is carried on to the next day also. Like sometimes people do Japa marathons or Kirtan Mela or something, or some festival like that. Or just Kirtan for a long time on Ekadashi. Many temples have 24-hour Kirtan. The day after, it becomes easy because you've been constantly doing something. So when you get up in the morning, you start by offering obeisance to the Lord, praying to Him. Get up, get fresh. There are mantras for everything. You don't have to chant the mantras. At least chant Hare Krishna, taking bath, etc. You honor prasadam also, you are chanting a mantra. Mother Yamuna says, Srila Prabhupada's disciple, that if somebody takes one grain of prasadam with the right consciousness, he is already a part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Nitya Leela. So you take part in the entire morning program, 4:30 to 9, non-compromising, 4:30 to 9. Or best you can, as for householders, maybe some slight deviations like 5:30 variations. You can get up at 5:30, whatever. That your spiritual authorities will tell you. So you started the day properly. When you go to your office or workplace or business or anything, suppose for example you're cooking for Krishna, you're already offering bhoga. Again you're meditating on Krishna. When you're honoring prasadam, you're taking the Lord's name. When you're going to office, even gross materialists, they at least touch an auto rickshaw driver would touch the auto rickshaw to his head. He may not think that God exists, but he is looking for God somewhere. So surround your environment. We must find out a way to surround our environment with Krishna more and more. There is nothing called material life, mother. There is only a spiritual life. It is how much we spiritualize our life that decides how much material life we have. There is only spiritual life. Why? Because we are spirit soul. We are not material. We are spirit soul. So how much do we spiritualize our life? And the more that is why it is called the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Prabhupada mentions the seven purposes of ISKCON. To develop consciousness of Krishna. That's how he specifically mentions. Which means, we should use every opportunity, at every excuse, to look for Krishna. Like what did Hanumanji do? Hanumanji was given a necklace by Mother Sita. Mother of the universe, Jagadhatri. She herself gave. What did Hanuman do? He bit into the necklace of pearls and spat it out. Why? They asked him, why are you doing it? He said, I'm just looking if Sitaram is present in these pearls. So our increasing objective should be to see how do I find Krishna in this situation. That is called Krishna consciousness. It will not come artificially. Because Prabhupada says, the chanting of the Hare Krishna is not an artificial imposition on the mind. So by constant chanting and hearing the message of the Lord, we keep it in our mind. It remains in us. You can see this before at night. Listen to Kirtan. Keep playing Kirtan while you sleep. Subliminal. In the morning, get up in the morning, play a Prabhupada lecture. In the Brahmacharya Ashram, wonderful. They play Prabhupada lecture here. Every day, they get up, they play Prabhupada lecture. I know many senior Vaishnavas, you get up in the morning, they play this Prabhupada lecture. I know many Vaishnavas who, they spend little time in bathroom, that is shave up or etc. They play proper lecture. They don't waste time. Or during prasadam, they don't talk to anybody. They just hear a lecture. So it's how much we want to Krishnaize. In Hindi, there is a saying, Jitna good daloge, utna meetha banega. So it's up to us. And of course, this has to be done under careful supervision. People who can guide you with regard to your practicalities of life. Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji wants to add something.
You say Bhagwan ke...
Where is it? Ah, yes, Praji. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Kamal ka varnan chal raha hai. To meri jigyasa hai ki kamal kitne prakar ke hote hain aur kaun se kamal kab khilte hain aur jise din mein bhi kamal khilta hai, raat mein bhi kamal khilta hai, to kis kamal se Bhagwan ki kis angon ki tulna kiya gaya hai? Kya iski vyakhya thoda sunne ki ichcha hai?
Mujhe pata nahi. Prabhuji can say. I have no idea. I know that Kumudini batate hain, sham ko jo khilti hai, that is compared to the Lord's lotus feet and his pearls, pearl-like teeth. But lotus feet are generally the normal, there is something called Brahma Kamal, which is very, very special. That blooms in the higher planets. There is also Saugandhika, Kalyana Saugandhika, which is 1,000-petal lotus, which Draupadi desired. That is there in Gandharva Loka. That blooms 24 hours, 7 days a week, right through. there are various kamalas. But when we understand lotus, we look at the lotus from the spiritual world. Sahasra patra kamalam, the thousand volt lotus, jo ki jiska kabhi nash nahi hota. This is the understanding.
I will not get in that technology.
Technology.
I'll get in that Mataji's question.
Yes, yes, please.
Again, this is satsang. Question. Class is over.
Yeah.
So everybody can give their input for the benefit. That's called machita madgat prana bodhayanta parasparam.
Perfect.
So her question is often asked, this kind of question. This is not first time that she has asked. Many people, they ask the same question, that I am on job or I am in business. How can I remember all the time? I gave a practical answer. Just like you are newly married or you have son, just newly you got son, 4 or 5 months back son, something. Now so much attachment is there to son or newly married husband. Now when you go to office, you don't meditate whole day on your son and your husband. But what is the end? End of the day, after doing your job and everything, you are doing for your family, for your son, for your wife, for family. The goal is the family. So that is the meaning of Ma Manusmar Juddhacha. What is the goal? Goal is following the Supreme Personality of Godhead for His pleasure. I am doing everything for His pleasure. That is the goal. Whether you remember or don't remember. Even remember, the goal is clear, then no problem. But goals should not get mixed up. That's the one problem I start. Other example I can give is that getting in the airplane. Once you are on airplane, you have no other way to think but being on airplane, just being in the flight.
No other way to reach.
Whatever food they give, you know, you eat. Whatever water they give, you eat. There is bathroom, toilet you can use. That's it. You know, don't think anything else. So once you become Krishna conscious, means you are getting on an airplane. So whatever is there in Krishna consciousness, that's what we take. That's what we do. Why do you job outside? Why do you do business, everything? Because goal is very clear. Goal is for pleasure of the Lord. We are going back home, back to Godhead. And so long as we remain in airplane, the plane we take to our destination. So long we are fixed in the thought of Krishna consciousness, in the process of Krishna consciousness, whether you remember 24 hours or not, actually indirectly that is also remembrance of the Lord. That is also remembrance of the Lord. Because the goal is very clear. Yeah. That's what I will say. I don't know, Chakravarti. And
I want to add one point, if you permit. I want to add one point. One of the contemporary spiritual masters advises his disciples that give till it pinches. So give can be anything. Prana artha dhya vacha. Srila Prabhupada mentioned that those who can give prana, give their life, great. If you can't give your life, give artha. Donate something from your hard earned money. Even Christians have a concept of tithing, sakat for the Muslims, etc. So we should have some dana. And if that doesn't work out, at least use your capabilities in Krishna's service, dhya, or intelligence. That doesn't, at least you try to preach the Lord's message, vacha, you can speak, give words, or glorify the Lord yourself. Whichever way, whatever we do, it's Krishna accepts everything. But we should, Srila Rupa Goswami says that to do less than one's ability is a seva parad. Krishna, I heard his holiness Chandramali Maharaj mentioned in a lecture some 15 years back. He mentioned that Krishna sees what you are doing for him. Krishna also sees what you can do for him, but you're still not doing. You know, you can't fool Krishna. So that you should know. You should be spiritually honest. Chakravarti Prabhu.
As Devakinambu said that many people ask, and we preach to youth, so all the college students, they ask, Prabhuji, when we go to college, how do we remember? So I was just discussing with some devotees. Srila Prabhupada says, a living entity has only one thing. It is desire. When we desire to enjoy this material world, we definitely cannot enjoy this material world, but we can only get stuck and suffer. If we desire to become spiritualized and go back to spiritual world, that is how it will work. Krishna will give us the way. If we just desire that we want to remember you, you just pray, every morning we pray, Lord, just make some arrangement so that I can remember you whole day. And Krishna says, okay, read Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna says, raso hamapsu kaunteya. Everyone in the world drinks water. And Prabhupada gives this wonderful purport in that 7.8 Bhagavad Gita. He says, practically we can connect every object. There is no object in this world which is not connected to Krishna. We drink water. Now sometimes we may not proactively want to remember Krishna. We have a desire to remember Krishna, but we don't do proactively. Just 6 verses before, 10 to 24, Prabhupada writes in the purport that Krishna gives us some distress in our life so that we remember Krishna more and go back to Him. As you ask question about corporate, every person who is in the corporate world get or feels that he or she is victimized of the corporate politics. There's distress. Remember Krishna. So if we don't proactively remember Krishna, Krishna will bring some distress in our life and make us remember Him more. And that's what Prabhupada, few verses back, he writes in the purport. So Krishna gives ample opportunities for us to remember Him. We have to just grab those opportunities and take the complete benefit of that.
Thank you. Valuable contribution. I want to just use one concluding point with the permission of all the senior Vaishnavas. Her Grace Urmila Mataji, who is a chairperson of the ISKCON Shastric Advisory Council, she delivered a lecture recently and I happened to be in the audience. She did a practical demonstration of how you can handle anger. It's coming out of stress, anger, something that we face because of the corporate world, problems that we face because of forgetting Krishna. So just said, think of an instance when you were insulted. You can think of something, right? Now, can you think of an instance where, in from Shastra, where somebody was insulted? Could you just elaborate?
Yes, probably said Krishna. We can see Dhruva. Dhruva Maharaj, he was insulted when he was 5 years old.
Yeah, so what was the incident?
Like his stepmother, when he was trying to, climb up the lap of his father, his stepmother just pulled him down. Said, you cannot, because you have not taken birth from my womb. So he was insulted.
Okay, when you mentioned this pastime, when you're describing, were you remembering the insult that was given to you?
Yeah, somewhere, sometime we get
coming. No, but that is one thing. But when I asked you about this particular pastime from the Shastra, were you meditating on, oh, that person insulted me? My first question was, think of an instance when you were insulted. How did you feel? You were feeling bad. When you're feeling bad about it, meditate on something which is from Shastra.
Yeah, that's okay. But I do not really agree.
Fine.
Because now you are asking, he in peaceful mind, he can talk about Dhruva. But when he insulted, nothing will come in his head that time. Let us not be artificial. And these are all artificial things. Prabhupada did not say, okay, when you are angry, you count 1 to 10, you live peaceful. No, our process is to get away from these 6 anartha. Take lotus feet, take shelter, take refuge in the lotus feet of Krishna. Beat your head every day that why you are not developing taste in chanting the holy name. And keep chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram. And when you have this thing in your head, then you develop Trinadapi Sunichena. Look at Haridas Thakur. How much he was insulted. Did he remember Dhruva Maharaj pastime that time? No. It didn't happen, it didn't affect him. Just like anesthesia is given, cut is being cut. You don't feel like. So if you are Krishna conscious, you will not feel like anything. What world can give you? Insult? What world can give you? Disturbance? Accept it. And move on through your Krishna consciousness. Sri Padma Goswami tells, all this obstacle, insult, becomes the staircase. Climb on, climb on, climb on, climb on, and go back, come back to Godhead. That's the real thing. That's the ultimate thing. This patch job of motivational talk and this count 1 to 10. Prabhupada did not give this any trick. This is a new thing we are coming up in ISKCON with new trick. I'm sorry.
That's the reality. I wish you would allow me to complete. What I was trying to say was, there is a pastime of Srila Prabhupada. It's mentioned in by Dhanvir Maharaj in his book when On the Bright Side. I think it's in that. So Prabhupada was, I think, chastising devotees when they were getting the altar ready. Altar was not ready. I forgot which temple. Radha Pariseshwar probably. And he was like in complete fury. He was like Rudra Rupa. He was shouting because they are all messed up badly. Then one simple new devotee walked up to Prabhupada and said, "Why are you angry? Chant Hare Krishna." And then he took out, so the Prabhupada calmly took out his beads and started chanting Hare Krishna. So whatever works for you, point is, if we are work in progress, we are not good at chanting, we are not good at listening to hearing anything. It is all work in progress. So if chanting Hare Krishna helps, if you're getting disturbed, chanting Hare Krishna helps, do it. If you're able to meditate on a pastime of the Lord, like when Prabhuji said something, I was feeling disturbed, honestly. Then I tried to remember what Jiva Goswami did when in that pastime between Rupa Goswami and Vallabhacharya. I genuinely did. So because it's just practice, whatever helps. But I have to conclude this discussion with a simple understanding that there is nothing that we can do except follow the path set by the senior Vaishnavas. Mahajano and Gata Sapanta. So I seek your blessings, seek blessings of all Vaishnavas, that I may follow the instructions of Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada Ki.